shiny car, fancy clothes, mansion wide bag full of silver and gold. I gotta leave it all lie by the side of the road. A man can't move with a heavy load. When the levee breaks, I'll be looking for a place to run. Looking for a place to run.
It's our friend Slim Forsythe off of his new record, Pittsburgh Skyline. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer. U.S. Democrats on Capitol Hill have released more photos from Jeffrey Epstein's estate, including pictures showing President Donald Trump and former President Bill Clinton. It comes ahead of the expected release of all the files relating to the late sex offender next week. FSN's Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, Trump ally Steve Bannon, former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, businessman Bill Gates, and movie director Woody Allen. Some of the big names to appear in the photos alongside Jeffrey Epstein. None of the images show any illegal activity, like the sex trafficking or underage sex that Epstein was accused of. Earlier this month, Democrats released more than 150 photos and videos from Epstein's island estate, showing outdoor pool areas and several bedrooms. Congress and President Trump have passed a bill compelling the Justice Department to release all the files relating to Epstein. They have until December the 19th to do so. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
The U.S., Ukraine, the U.K., France, and Germany will hold peace talks in Paris on Saturday in a follow-up to the Geneva talks last month and ahead of a possible visit to Berlin by President Trump next week. The U.S. is reportedly pushing for an agreement on the wording of a Ukraine peace accord by Christmas. FSN's Ross Cullen reports from Paris.
The national security advisors from the five countries will meet here in the French capital to discuss the latest on the peace plan proposed by the United States. This week, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed that Kiev had sent an updated plan back to the U.S. with some concessions, including an agreement to withdraw from parts of its own territory which it controls, but which Russia says it's determined to take. Ukraine is proposing that a demilitarized free economic zone could be set up in that area in eastern Ukraine if Russia also pulls back from the front line. It comes as the U.S. applies more pressure on Ukraine to sign up to a peace deal to end the war. Russia says it has not changed its aims from the start of what it calls the special military operation, including limits on Ukraine's army, a commitment Kiev will never join NATO, and recognition of annexed Ukrainian land as Russian territory. Ross Cullen, Paris.
California is leading a multi-state lawsuit challenging the new Trump administration policy that would charge employers $100,000 for H-1B skilled worker visas. Donald Trump says the ceasefire between Thailand and Cambodia is set to go back into effect following several days of clashes. The U.S. president used the threat of tariffs to broker peace between the two sides in their border dispute in October, but tensions have flared this week. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Some holiday music and some non-holiday music. Probably do all Christmas music next Saturday.
This is Dick Van Dyke.
Hey.
And I would like to wish you and all those dear to you a blessed holiday.
Thank you, Dick Van Dyke, who is celebrating his 100th birthday today.
Hey, I know that song.
Dick Van Dyke and the Fantastics as Dick Van Dyke celebrates his 100th birthday.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you as a listener. Yes, we do. So give us a call and a chance.
412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also taking requests online on Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Facebook at Jay Thurber Show. Not at the appropriate times. I'm sorry. I said Steelers are playing the Dolphins on Monday Night Football at 8:15 at Acrisure Stadium. What screwed me up, and I just posted this on social media, I Googled, I wanted to double check the Steelers, and Google AI. Now remember, AI is going to be the future of Pittsburgh. AI is going to save Pittsburgh. Remember? You've seen the banners. Don't they have banners along Penn Avenue up by Bakery Square that say like AI Alley or something, or AI whatever? Google AI is so smart, they already have the score of next Monday's game against the Steelers. According to Google, the Pittsburgh Steelers played Monday Night Football on December 15th, 2025 at home, and they lost 33-27. So, if you're betting, and Google also very confidently says that they beat the Packers, which I don't think is accurate. I don't think that's accurate either. Is it? I'm going to have to go back and look here. Wait a minute. Steelers, they lost to the Packers, didn't they? Hang on. Yeah, they lost 35-25 to the Packers. And that was not a Monday night game. That was a Sunday night game. So Google AI says that the Steelers win next Monday's game. So if you don't have your bets down yet, you're going to want to go ahead and log on to DraftKings right now, I guess.
James, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Radio 9.
Here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. And now with a medley of their hit, here's The Circle from 1966.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live. With my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
just trying to capture the 90s youth mark with a staple of 70s television.
Man, why can't they bring back or remake good shows like BJ and the Bear? Now, there's a concept I can't get enough of, a man and his monkey.
At the mill, never feel in the mill, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Still talking to me, trying to run me up a creek, so you can buy it, go and try it, you can pay me next week. Ah. Too much monkey business. Trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. For telling me a tale, ah. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. I've been to Yokohama, been fighting in the war, army bunk, army child, army crews, army car, ah. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. In the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, a dollar gas. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business. I don't want your botheration. Get away, leave me be.
Is the late, great Chuck Berry here on Radio 9 at 1:23 chime time. New music coming your way from, let me take a look here. What do we got that we like? How about Otis Wilkins? So stay tuned. New music from Otis Wilkins here on Radio 9. And what else did I want to tell you about? Did you see the sad news at Murray Avenue Grill? Is closing. Almost made it to 40 years, 39 years. Murray Avenue Grill announced it is closing, I think, December 28th, 27th, something like that. Last week of December. And over in Millvale, Harold Taunt is doing a GoFundMe. It's tough times for, I understand that Conelma also is... tough times. It's a tough business to be in, even in a good time. Bars and restaurants, and it is just, you know, when the economy goes down, which is kind of one of the signs here that the economy is going down, isn't it? One organization that is trying not to keep the economy from going down.
Is that called a segue? It was a pretty lousy one.
Thank you. Is Mon Valley Initiative. Since 1989, Mon Valley Initiative has built or rehabilitated more than 600 units of housing in the Mon Valley. They also have helped more than 2,100 people to buy homes in the Mon Valley. Home ownership provides both economic and social stability to families and the communities in which they live. That stability means that homeowners have to understand the basics of obtaining a mortgage, budgeting for future expenses, and using credit responsibly. So if you or someone you know would like to buy their own home, break the renting cycle, buy a house, contact Mon Valley Initiative today, monvalleyinitiative.com. Find them on Facebook and Instagram or give them a call at 412-464-4000 for information about their free homeowner programs and housing counseling. Okay? All right. What else? I was listening to DeZombo yesterday in my brain. And he was talking about someone told him, shut up and play us more music. And Zombo gave him the old what for. So if you think I should be shutting up and playing more music, I'm working on it. I am. I really am. I'm trying. Zombo also said that it's a good thing no one who runs the station actually listens to the station. My weather thing is not playing here. Would you mind playing the little jingle here? Nope. Doesn't want to do it. All right. Well, be that way then. This is what happens when I skip rehearsals. Boy, oh boy. Nothing wants to, what is going on here? All right. We're going to quit that. Ever since we got Apple update here on our computer. And ever since then, like, the software is just janky as heck. Anyone who tries to tell you that Apple computers never crash, oh, I got my Apple computer, never really. They are full of hot soup. Tonight's predicted low temperature, 12 above zero. Remember, when the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with double ice guard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. Flurries this afternoon, then changing over to snow showers after 2 o'clock. Could be heavy at times. Daytime accumulation 1 to 2 inches, looking at a high of 35 degrees. Overnight snow could be heavy at times, accumulating 3 to 5 inches with an overnight low of 12. Snow showers likely Sunday, mostly cloudy, high near 20. The wind chill will make it feel like it's minus 1. Monday, mostly cloudy, high 23. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 33. Right now, just had a much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 33 in Washington County, 34 in Beaver County, 32 outside our weather window here in downtown McKees Morton, street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 32 at WRCT with new music from Otis Wilkins. now it's... Well, I've died on the radio a few times, but that was the most dramatic one. New music from Otis Wilkins here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business Innovation and Tuberculosis in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30. Winter weather warning out for the entire listening area.
Here I am again, mama. I'm knocking on your door. Say, let me in, I swear I won't be the way I was before. Don't you know that I've been thinking about what you told me, rolling it over in my mind. And much to my surprise, I find that you are
seen this man?
Jay Thurber!
Ah! Blasting better heads on boils!
I wonder where Sister Suki's done gone. Sister Suki's done gone. Sister Suki's done gone. And that girl, she's gone to Egypt. Well, I seen Sister Suki on the railroad tracks.
7450, also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Taking your requests from now until 3 o'clock. From 1966, these are the Royal Guardsmen.
The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero,
The Royal Guardsman from 1966 here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. And I just was over here looking at this thing. And, I know what I wanted to tell you. So last week, we talked about fake news on Facebook. And there's so much of it. And I mentioned that there was a widely shared story from a supposedly a newspaper, not really a newspaper, called The Keystone, which says it's local news for Pennsylvania, except it is part of a national chain of basically political propaganda outlets that is run, in this case, on behalf of the Democratic candidates. There's a bunch of those. Again, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander, because there's a bunch of those for Republican causes as well. But The Keystone is run by something called Courier Newsroom, which is not a newsroom at all. It's propaganda. So they were running this story about how Mr. Rogers saved Christmas TV in Pittsburgh in 1975 because he was broadcasting the Christmas parade and all of the cameras froze and crashed, it said. And Mr. Rogers stepped in, and with his calm storytelling, he saved Christmas TV in 1975. And as I told you last week, there's a couple of problems with that story that the Keystone printed. One is, there was no Christmas parade in Pittsburgh in 1975. I checked. Two is, Mr. Rogers never did live coverage of events. Three is, for the entire month of November and December of 1975, WQED, I checked the TV listings. I have a lot of free time on my hands, apparently. I checked the TV listings. WQED didn't broadcast any parades. And then number four, if you grew up in Pittsburgh, you would be like, why would they have the parade on Channel 13? Why wouldn't it be on Channel 2, 4, or 11? And in which case, why wouldn't Bill Burns or Paul Long or Ray Tannehill or one of those guys who was big in the 70s and 80s, you know, why wouldn't they have, you know, Don Cannon broadcasting the parade? Why would they ask Mr. Rogers to broadcast the parade? So I reached out to The Keystone, fake news, and real, actually fake news, not like the president's, but the actual, this was actually fake news. I reached out to them and I said, would you like to confirm your sources on this? I am just a mild-mannered oldies disc jockey, but I would like to know, what are your sources on this, and can you explain why, if you don't have sources on this, you would post a story? Because this story was shared thousands of times on Facebook. Everybody was seeing it. And needless to say, response came there none. They didn't reply, but several people pointed out to me that the story was quietly deleted. So there you go. That's the consumer action line here.
This is Michelle Phillips.
Hi, Michelle.
The same Michelle you all know from the Mamas and the Papas. And as we used to say in the psychedelic 60s, have a cool Yule.
Taking action for you.
Something everybody needs. While I'm
Music after this.
Hey, new guy, Shovel, right?
Yeah, right, and I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
Yeah, what's your story?
Hey, my last gig, I nearly got electrocuted, almost drowned. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
Our guy calls every time he digs.
It's quick and easy. Any tool can do it. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free. It makes every project safer for everyone.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
Hello there, little boy. Get up here on Santa's knee and tell me what you want to get.
I want to get down.
This is Mr. T. And I want to wish everybody a very merry, merry Christmas. Thank you and God bless you. Rah!
Here's Joni Mitchell. Sports and weather are coming up next, and then more new music.
He was sitting in the lounge of the Empire Hotel. He was drinking for diversion. He was thinking for himself. A little money riding on the maple leaves. Along comes a lady in lacy sleeves.
Mitchell from the Court and Spark album here on Radio 9. And as I always point out when we play that song, don't call now. I'm on the radio. It's Captain Jack. I am on the radio. I can't talk now. Hang on a second. Hold on. Party line. Can I help you? Do you have the party pretzel? I can't hear you. I am on the air. Okay, what's going on? Okay, thank you very much. That was information. Sally Wiggin was 20 years old in 1975. In case you were wondering, that was Captain Jack in Munhall with that important update. He said, do you know you're on the air? I said, it's just you and me anyways. As I always point out when we play that song, by the way, from 1974's Court and Spark album, the thing that bothers me...
Only one?
...is that Chevy didn't make a Biscayne in 1957. They didn't start making the Biscayne until 1958. And I have written multiple letters to Joni Mitchell. And does she ever respond? No.
Sobering thoughts from some drug-addled weirdo.
Yes.
You're front row center at the ball game. And you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to. Then prepare to enjoy it.
What's going on most of the time. Scary news here about star linebacker T.J. Watt of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's out for Monday night's game against the Miami Dolphins. He had successful surgery to stabilize and repair a partially collapsed lung that he sustained on Wednesday. Now, the Steelers say that Watt was undergoing a procedure called dry needling at the Steelers training facility when he suffered a collapsed lung. The T.J. Watt's brother, former Houston, Texas star J.J. Watt, says his brother is being released from the hospital and that his recovery time is yet to be determined. Steelers taking on the Dolphins on Monday night at Acrisure Stadium. That game gets underway at 8:15. Elsewhere in the world of sports, big trade for the Pittsburgh Penguins. They've sent goaltender Tristan Jarry back to Edmonton on Friday. The Pens traded Jarry to the Oilers along with rookie forward Sam Poland in exchange for goaltender Stuart Skinner, defenseman Brent Kulak, and a second-round draft pick in 2029. The Pens continue a five-game homestand today as they take on the San Jose Sharks. Puck drops at 3 o'clock, and it is Sidney Crosby bobblehead night. So the first 7,500 fans get a bobblehead. What else would they get? Your Carnegie Mellon Tartan men's team defeated Middlebury by a score of 70-57 last Sunday. They are off this week, back in action Thursday when they host Allegheny in Oakland. And the women's team beat Alvernia that was last Saturday, 74-44. They are also off. I believe it's finals week is why. They take on Washington to Jefferson on the road on Wednesday at 12 noon. The Panthers women's team are at Clemson on Sunday. Pitt Panthers men's team are at Villanova. That game gets underway at 4:30. And what else do we want to tell you about? Let's do this.
Pittsburgh's weather.
There is a winter storm warning out for the entire Radio 9 listening area through Sunday afternoon, and the snow is starting to fall here in downtown McKeesport. Chance of flurries before 2 o'clock, and then snow could be heavy at times. High of 35 degrees. Snow overnight accumulating 3 to 5 inches with a low of 12 above zero. Snow showers likely on Sunday morning, mainly before 8 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 20. Monday, mostly cloudy, high near 23. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 33. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 33 in Washington County, 31 in Butler. It's 34 in Beaver County, 32 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And with light snow falling, it's 32 at WRCT in Oakland with new music from the high watermarks to take us to news time.
Yeah.
That's new music from the High Water Marks here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2 o'clock, and that jingle wants to jump in there, and just as soon as it was 2 o'clock, it was like, it's my turn!